This story is about an ex-truck driver being named John James Wall before his friends blackballed him and nicknamed him Pinball. I gathered this story from a truck stop in Gallipolis, Ohio, when this old fella, I'd say 70 years old, asked me to buy him a strong cup of coffee and a piece of good apple pie. I bought the coffee and the pie for the old fella, and I'm awful glad I did, because he winked his eye and smiled and says, my, my. Then I noticed in a few minutes with trembling hands, he pushed a part of his pie and coffee back and looked at me with tears running down his poor old weather-beaten cheek, and this is what he said. I'm a no-haul hauler, I drove a big truck, I shot the pinball machine, but it caused me bad luck. But all I ever made in a pinball machine, I'd get four catty-cornered, then I'd miss the 16. I wish that I'd love them old pinball machines. Many weeks they have caused me to live on sardines. Last time I called my wife on the phone, the first thing she says, John, when can you come home? I've got a load of hogs and they've got to go. I'll see you when I get back from Chicago. She says, John, you know I love you. I wish you wouldn't go. Send your baby some money. They are hungry and cold. The last thing she said, and then she hung up. John, you give up my loving and just a drive an old truck. I made my trip on to Chicago. I was gone 2 months, cause I shot up my dough. When I got home, my family was gone. The best friend I had rung my telephone. He says, John, I guess you wonder about your babies and wife. Pneumonia got your babies and your wife took her life. I've lost all my friends, I can't sleep for bad dreams. I dream about an old truck and a pinball machine. I never will forget the last words that that old man said. Oh Lord, if I could live my life over. And then he fell dead. They tell me John is a clean-cut young man at the age of 19. But now he's in his grave, a victim of a big old truck and a pinball machine.